you just latch on to the smallest positive things anybody says to you. You latch on to them so you hold on to them. I mean, I'm talking about crazy things. Obviously, Ann Sawyer's being a fan and having my back and telling everybody about me, that's huge. But even before that, playing Market Street Brewery one time and Vince Gill coming down and playing this for an hour and 10 minutes. I mean, Vince could come over here and punch me in the face, and I'm always going to be a huge fan because of what he did for me that one time playing down there at the Market Street Brewery. But even stuff like, I remember a buddy of mine named John Golden, who was a banjo player. And one time we're sitting in my car at a red light, and I was chopping along to Osmond Brothers record or something, kind of like just, I don't know, just chopping. My right hand was just kind of on the ignition, kind of just chopping along. And he goes, "You got good timing." And like even something like that, I still remember that going, wow, John Golden says I have good timing because I'm kind of, you know, just chunking my finger along on my keys, but listening to an Osmond Brothers record. Like, you just hold on to that stuff so tightly because there's no other place to get it. So, yeah, having someone that's, you know, looking down the road, having Ann Sawyers, who was such a big supporter, made those T-shirts, told everyone about me, came to all my shows when I around town and front row, took the tip jar around to help me make money. I mean, yeah, you can't even put a price tag on that.